This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Soap opera fans are a dedicated lot. To wit, The Young and the Restless. It's been on the air for almost 50 years. That's half a century of secret lovers and suspicious murders. Production has been shut down, of course, because of the pandemic. But get this, it's reruns. Reruns continue to dominate the ratings. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst has the economics of the daytime soaps.
Lizbeth Dalglish remembers watching the very first episodes of The Young and the Restless.
March 26, 73.
There were already over a dozen American soaps on TV, but this one was different. To Dalglish, who was in her 20s back then, the characters seemed electrifying and, well, young.
You couldn't stand it, could you? The thought of him being happy with someone else. So you picked him up at the airport. And you drove that car off the cliff.
Dalglish says it provided a kind of escape from her own reality, stuck in an unhappy marriage at a time when divorce was still taboo.
I figured I could grab a half hour, you know. It was difficult, but I've never missed a show yet.
The Young and the Restless recently got renewed through 2024. But like with all soap operas, ratings have been going down for decades. Some iconic shows, like All My Children, were canceled after poor ratings. Robert Thompson teaches pop culture at Syracuse University.
There's a complex calculus. If you could get more viewers for a cheaper show, like a Dr. Phil or an Ellen DeGeneres or a Kelly and Ryan or a View or any of these, eventually, I think the cost benefit of continuing this venerable old genre begins to look a lot less attractive.
But a soap is still cheaper to produce than primetime dramas. The actors make much less, the sets aren't as ornate, soaps don't tape on location. And another major asset, the audience that is extremely loyal to the brand. Consider this. COVID-19 shut down Hollywood productions. The only daytime drama that had enough episodes in the can to keep airing new material was NBC's The Days of Our Lives. And yet, The Young and the Restless reruns keep getting higher ratings, with about 2 million viewers a day. Kelly Call is the president of CBS Entertainment. He says that's the kind of loyalty advertisers are interested in.
It's a very easy sale for advertisers. It's an engaged audience. It's a loyal audience. And, you know, most also do watch live. So it does give kind of a temporal quality that advertisers are looking for.
Viewers like Dalglish. She says she's kept watching reruns through the pandemic.
You know, I mean, when your whole world is suddenly thrown into upheaval, you look for things that haven't changed in your life. And they're kind of like your life raft.
She's often turned to The Young and the Restless to get her through rough times.
And although the topics might touch on my life, they were played out by beautiful people in a beautiful place. Most of them rich, not all of them. It was just an escape, that one half hour for myself.
Every day, same channel, same time. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.